Highbridge Audio presents Reason, written and read by Robert Reich. If we would guide by the light of reason, we must let our minds be bold, Justice Louis Dembitz Brandeis. We will not be driven by fear into an age of unreason, Edward R. Murrow. In my view, being a liberal is something to be proud of. Yet for more than 20 years, liberals have been on the defensive and conservatives ascendant. I've watched and chronicled the nation's rightward drift, sometimes fretting and fulminating about it, twice participating in democratic administrations that have tried to slow or co-opt it. Every 4 years or so, advising political candidates what they might do about it, often debating right-wingers on television and radio about whether it's good or harmful. It is indubitably harmful, as I'll make clear. Once running for office myself in a vain attempt to halt it in my home state, and rarely, but occasionally, dare I admit it, telling myself I should stop worrying about it and get a life. Obviously, I haven't. I write now with greater urgency. In recent years, the conservative agenda has become far more radicalized. Its latest incarnation is more threatening and potentially more destabilizing to America and the world than its previous forms. Barry Goldwater's extremism in defense of liberty was merely quirky and quixotic. Ronald Reagan's buoyant divisiveness was at least tempered by moderate Republicans, congressional Democrats, and two generations of Americans who had experienced the "we're in all this together" solidarity of the Great Depression and World War II. Now, however, radical conservatives, radcons, I call them, are taking over the public agenda, and they